Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Timber Alley. See what was going on.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to late great SRV, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt, 21-year member of our Brain Trust, global problem solver, political expert. And he is one of the most honest brokers in the political world that I know, and that's what we love about him. Hey, Bill, thanks again for hanging out with me. Can we I would like to talk about the ballot process, the voting process in America, and I'm talking 100% now about the polling situation. We've had more, it seems to me we've had more issues with when, I mean, I've never, have we ever had the Supreme Court make as many decisions about how long a state has to count votes? We've had more mail-in ballots this year nationally than ever before, an amazing record, like, I don't know, maybe double. And is that a good idea? Is it, when should, even though the states are individually responsible for their own voting processes, shouldn't there be a national standard for when those votes should be postmarked and received and therefore counted? What do you think?
You know, as you say, it seems to make common sense there should be, but the states jealously, and I can't underestimate or understate the word jealously, guard their rights to do this. Look, as we were talking during the break, you've got two states that actually divide their electoral votes, Nebraska and Maine, causing people to campaign in Omaha and not bother with the rest of the Nebraska if you're a Democrat.
Yeah.
I would like to see, rather than a mandate, because the states are going to resist that, a best practices commission put together. It doesn't bother me that there's a lot of mail-in voting this time, because I think that's a direct and proximate result of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's going to be the case. But I will tell you what bothers me is that people who want to vote in person shouldn't have to stand in line for 4 hours. I mean, clearly we could, as a country, the feds could give the states enough money to invest in voting machines and in easier ways to get into those machines. So that,
but don't you agree that being able to count a vote today or tomorrow that you weren't in possession of on election day? In other words, the vote was actually cast and mailed the day of election. It was postmarked yesterday, maybe at 11:59 last night, and it still gets counted. I got a problem with that. What do you think?
I don't, and I'll tell you why. I don't think anything that's dropped in the box at 11:59 gets postmarked. Both of us know now the way the post office works. It's got to be in the box by about 4. If you're filling out your ballot at home by mail at the same time your compatriots are voting in person, and it's stamped, you know, the same day, postmarked the same day, I'm fine with that. I would tell you I would like to see the postal service pick up their game a bit, not just on ballots. I've got bills that are taking forever to get to their local places. I'd like to see that pick up. But, you know, within 20 years, we waited until mid-December, if you recall, for Gore versus Bush. I mean, we are used to a peaceful transition of power. We are used to getting it right. I don't mind 5 or 6 days of getting it right if it's a really close election. Jim, most elections, it doesn't matter, as you and I both know. You know, the 96 election, the 2004 election, Obama's elections, they were over, in the East Coast times. So most of this is only a controversy because we are living on a knife's edge of a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
I tell you, I think that if Congress tried to force the states into some structure, you'd get a real difficult pushback.
Yeah, and I can see that, and I don't want the heavy hand of the federal government being on this too, because as you know, I'm a states' rights kind of guy. But I do think there ought to be a national standard. We ought to say, okay, because we do have one national standard. That's when the election day is. We know when the election day is. If you want your vote to count, get your vote in. Get your vote in by election day. So let me ask you a question. I want to shift a little bit over to the polling and the media. How bad was the media in reporting this election? How bad were the pollsters in reporting this election?
They weren't real bad at all. I mean, the truth of the matter is just like 2016. Two things. It depends on which station you're watching, as we both know. Fox News.
But they were talking about a blue wave.
Yeah, I don't think pollsters were talking a blue wave. Ben Sasse and some of the others.
Some of them had Trump, had Biden up 15 points in, what was it, Florida or Pennsylvania?
But if you look at the Real Clear Politics and the Cook Political Report and the other mainstreams, these states, the swing states, had always been within the margin of error, and they've been within the margin of error since August. So
yeah.
I think the polls that are well done, and listen, I grew up in the polling industry at the U of Chicago with the National Opinion Research Center.
Right. You remember 1960, don't you?
Yeah, I'm an old guy, but polling is an era of cell phones. Where people have, you know, different area codes and don't even live there anymore.
Right.
That's a mess. But I think the polling was as good. It's not bad. I think that people seize on the polls that are on the extremes. And again, I tell everybody, look at the average of polls and forget about the national polls, because it's an electoral college.
Do not, exactly. That's the reason why, that's what gets me about the media. They were glomming on to the national polls and acting like that was the law. And you and I both know, it was, as you said earlier, so wisely, it's going to come down to Michigan, folks. What are they doing in Michigan? That's the deal. DSI.biz, right, Bill? Is that it?
DSI.biz.
There you go, folks. So check it out. You'll find Bill's writings there and all the things that they do. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Bill to talk. We're going to talk about what is the good stuff of all this, of this election. What is going to be the good thing that will come out of all this? There's plenty of it, because this is America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.